بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Perhaps it is the statement of Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu that when you hear an address as Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, then become absolutely focused, because this is addressed to you. You are being addressed. Allah Ta'ala is talking to you. When He's talking to you, then you need to give Him that full attention. Half an attention, half-hearted, you get half the benefit. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ. This advice is beneficial for who? لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. Got understanding, full understanding, proper understanding. So he understands, and that understanding requires an unbiased, unsplit mind. But if it is that the mind is split, or it's divided, or it is biased, you're not going to get it. The person that is biased within himself, he's happy, see. They can't tell me what to do. I'll do my own thing. So that's biased. He's prejudiced. So from the first leg of the journey, he's wrong. When he's wrong from the first, then he's not going to get the desired results. He's biased, prejudiced. He thinks something of himself. So the first leg requires that by don't think anything of yourself. So you're coming in on a path of rectification, islah, correction. And this is the first step that is required. Don't think anything of yourself. You're nothing, I'm a non-entity. Now you're moving. If they ask me to stand, I will stand. If they ask me to sit, I will sit. If they ask me to go and wash the pots, I will wash the pots. If they ask me to go and sweep, I will sweep. What is told to me, I will do it. So لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ, who's got the right heart. But if the heart is not right, then you can't blame the message. Someone may say, no, but I sit in the masjid, but I don't find any benefit. So ask, is your heart right? If your heart is not right, then don't blame the advice. Don't blame the admonition. Blame yourself. Okay, the advice was right, but my heart wasn't right. Right? He's got a cup that is turned around. When it's turned around, and he says, I'm putting water, but it's not just filling. So you don't blame the water, you blame the utensil. The utensil wasn't set right. So now, the person that is biased, or he's arrogant, he seems big in his sight. But in the sight of people, in the sight of the malaika, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, he is a non-entity, nothing. Absolute nothing, he's a waste. So you see this obstacle that comes from the very beginning. Very beginning this obstacle comes in. Why I? Who he? Who is he? Why must I do it? He's not superior to me. Why must I listen to him? So you see this question that comes up, that becomes a mental blockage. The mind is blocking you. So for you to progress, now to remove that mental blockage, whatever is told to me, I will do it. كَالْمَيِّتِ فِي يَدِ الْغَسَّالِ. You become like the corpse that is in the hands of the one that is washing. As he turns him to the right, he's on the right, turns him to the left, he's on the left. If he's washing his face, then he allows that to happen. If he's sitting him up and pressing his stomach so that he can do the istinja, then he's allowing that. Anything and everything goes. So now this person is in the right shape. And in the right shape, inshallah, this hope that he'll progress. But the one that is showing some type of reservation, then this is the word of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala also will not give it. أَنُلْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ You have got a reservation. You got reservations, you don't like it. Must we force you? I said, force it down. So Allah Pak is not going to force it. You come with a right mind, Allah Pak will give it to you. So إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ Either you have the right understanding. Like I showed you, understanding requires two basic requirements. That you are not split in your mind, you're not divided in your mind, and you're not biased. So this is a requirement. See, and where's the dalil for that? إِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ So that knowledge was given, that command of Allah Ta'ala was passed on. But it benefited all the malaika, it didn't benefit Iblis. So can Iblis complain that, well, you know, this thing is not working for me? Can he complain? It's worked for others, but it doesn't work for me. Can he complain? Because his mind was already divided. His mind was already split, biased. Okay, why are they telling me to do it? So when he had that mind, that why am I being told, so he got left out. And left out for the rest of time. Can't come back again. See that the message was one. All heard the message. When all heard the message, it was beneficial to all. But he got left out. Why he got left out? Ibn Mas'ud says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read Surah Al-Najm. Came across the ayat of Sajda, right? And all the audience, Muslims, non-Muslims, everybody prostrated, everybody bowed down. One person scooped some sand, did this and said, Yakfini hada. This is enough for me. So he says, فَرَأَيْتُهُ قُتِيلَ كَافِرًا I saw him dying as a kafir. See that? So when he was reserved, when he's reserved, then this is what happened. So this first step requires the truth. Truth, honest, humility. In the tafsir they got about Musa alayhi salam, when he was picked up, right? The attendants picked him up and delivered him to the wife of Fir'aun, right? Asiya, radiyallahu anha. And amongst the people there, there's also Fir'aun. Fir'aun also. Now Fir'aun saw this child here. He seems to be an Israelite. So the command for the Israelite is they must be killed. Now Allah Ta'ala, to the defense of Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala did two things. أَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي Anybody saw Musa alayhi salam, they fell in love. They just saw, and he was just infatuated. So that was the one defense that Allah Ta'ala did. Second was this, that when Fir'aun thought of killing him, so she interceded, and she says, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي لَا تَقْتُلُوا قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ The coolness of my eyes, coolness of your eyes, don't kill him. أَسَعَيَّنْ فَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدَوْ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْرُونَ He may be of some good to us. We can take him as a child. We don't have a son, so we can take him as a son. He can be the successor to the throne. So Fir'aun on that occasion says, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لَكْ لَا لِي He says, he can be the coolness of your eyes, not my eyes. So the Mufassirin say that had Fir'aun only admitted that this was the coolness of his eyes, had he been truthful, then he would have been blessed with hidayat. But his arrogance had the better over him. See that message is clear. أَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي Isn't it clear? But then what intervened? What came in between? I am something. I. See this I. This is the thing that needs to be smashed. In this whole Islahi program, this is the first thing, I. Get that out. The more you get that out, and the more there's progress. The more you get it out, the more there's progress. And you don't get it out, then it becomes one of two things. Sometimes there is some spark of hidayat within you, right? So Allah will give you that hidayat, but you have to take a long cut. Go through problems, difficulties, hardships, right? A lot of things you have to go through eventually, after all that ordeal, all the difficulty, then you come on. You could have just come on straight. But now, you didn't want to accept it straight. A little bit, there was that inkling, there was an inclination, a little bit. So you were going. So Allah Ta'ala appreciated that as well. But now you don't have the full inclination. When you don't have that full inclination, now take a long cut. Difficulty, problems, fights, disputes, hardship, sickness. After all that, then you come on. Either you go through the whole ordeal and come out, or otherwise Allah Ta'ala rejects you entirely. Like Iblis, you see. So one of the two definitely happens. أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. Either you come with a right heart, clean heart, right heart. And this is what I showed you that just now, that right heart requires not split and not biased. Imam Ghazali, he says, hey, two types of people, just forget them. Don't pursue them. One is Ghabi and the other is Ghawi. Don't pursue, don't waste your time. One is, he's naturally retarded, Down syndrome, he's bad, in a bad way, so don't pursue. Because he doesn't have the capacity. You're going to be wasting your energy. Like, imagine getting married to a woman that is barren, and she's 65, 70 years of age. Hey, what a child, what's going to happen? You're going to waste all your strength, isn't it? All your energy, what's going to happen? You waste it. She doesn't have the capacity. You got saffron seeds to process saffron, right? Very, very expensive. Most expensive thing you can think about is saffron. You went and planted the thing in Spungo Beach. Inside the beach ke beach me. Beach ke beach me. You don't get anything out of it. Why? It doesn't have the capacity. So as much as you wanted it, and as expensive as the commodity was, but it didn't work out. So you need to understand that the commodity needs to be right and the recipient also needs to be right for production. You want growth, the commodity, the message must be right, and the recipient must be right as well. So if the commodity is not right or the recipient is not right, then you're not going to get production. So Imam Ghazali says, by this person that is retarded, he's Down syndrome, I don't waste your time with him. Just sarsari, surface, enough. Don't go further with him. And the second person he says, don't waste your time with, is Ghawi. Right? So one is, kam fahmi. Kam fahmi ka kuch ilaj hai. There was one time, kam fahmi ke liye koi ilaj hai. Lekin, kam fikri ka koi ilaj hai. Lekin befikr, he doesn't have any fikr at all. He's not concerned, absolutely no concern. So now there's no ilaj for that person. He's not worried. Whatever happens, he just... So this is the ghawi, see. He is not interested at all. No interest, no concern. So he doesn't have an interest, doesn't have concern whatsoever. See, Allah Pak says, Amma manistaghna fa anta lahu tasadda. You're paying attention to the person that is not concerned. He thinks too much of himself. Amma manistaghna fa anta lahu tasadda. So as though it's an indication, alluding that I don't pay attention to this one. Amma manistaghna fa anta lahu tasadda. Amma man a'ata wattaqa. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. He thought too much of himself. Proud. He thinks too much of himself. So, أَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. So, when he's got that istighna, he has his disconcern. He thinks too much of himself. By the roads have all been blocked. Khalas, jammed up. Can't move. See? So, this whole process requires that you move out that istighna. I am dependent. I need it. I really am desperate for it. So you come with a desperation Allah Pak blesses you. But you come with that istighnaiyat and that disconcern, disregard, think too much of yourself. Why they don't do it like how I say it. I must do it. I must be, I must say it, I must do it. Right? The first step is gone off. First step you're gone off. So this whole fikr, concern, this is what Allah Pak wants. A concern with humility and desperation. I can't see a person who's concerned and concerned with humility and a feeling of desperation that will not win. He must win. And if he didn't win, he hasn't won, then it's because there's something lacking within him. He's got some istighnaiyat within him, thinks too much of himself, some other problem within him. But otherwise, the one that has got that, he's got that, he's concerned, he's humbled, then he must win. At some point he must win. See? So we're talking of this ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Right? La ta'akulu amwalakum. Look at the verse, how beautiful. La ta'akulu amwalakum bainakum bil batil. Don't eat your wealth, through corruption. Right? Let's give you a simple translation. Don't eat your wealth through corruption. In other words, when you're eating your wealth, then not through corruption, bona fide, legal, correct ways. Not corrupt, illegal ways. لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ. So your own wealth, and Allah says, don't eat your wealth with corruption. Right? Now the question is, your wealth, how can your wealth be corrupt? How can your own wealth become corrupt? So the answer to it is this, that once a person starts off with corruption, then corruption has caught the market and now it's gone into circulation. Corruption is gone into circulation. One person started off, next person responded, and so forth, it caught on. Right. So you started the whole process, you started off, right? So now it caught on. I'll give you an example, right? You saw that pure butter ghee, right, is a commodity that the market wants. They want butter, but the whole market wants a butter ghee, a good product they want. Now, when the market wants it, it's in demand, so you can't produce that amount. They want, say, 1,000 kilos, and you're producing, say, 600 kilos. So the demand is more than what you can supply. So the right way would have been to say, we got 600, but this is what we got. You can't produce more than this. So one bright spark, he comes up and says, I'll find a solution. See, you got this pure asli ghee, and you just mix it up, dilute it with processed ghee. It will look the same, nobody will find the difference, and you can just fine-tune the smell, the fragrance of it, you can just fine-tune it, get the smell, and infuse the smell. When you infuse the smell, then nobody will make out whether it is pure butter ghee or it's processed ghee. Nobody will make it out. Right. So that thing, you started off. When you started off, now the market, ghee is right, and it's coming back, the price is also right. So when you started it off, and the next person heard about it, said, if he can do it, why can't I do it? He's making the money. Why shouldn't I make money? Second person started off. Third person heard about it. He started it off. Just make some adjustments and you get the price. First person did, second person, third person. Now, when you want to purchase that ghee, what type of ghee you'll get? You'll get pure or you'll get contaminated, mixed up. So, you la ta'akulu amwalakum. You're eating your own wealth through corruption. Now, why is it corrupt? Because you started the whole process of corruption. Now, you become the recipient of that corruption. See that? When you start it off, eventually you become the recipient. No one stop. Everybody says that I got my democratic right. He can do it, I can do it. He can do it, I can do it. So the one that starts it off now, he bears the brunt at the end. He feels, no, I made it. I made my, whatever happens to people now, let it happen. Not realizing that he will go round. Eventually it gets back to him. So the Quranic advice, لا تأكلوا أموالكم. لا تقتلوا أنفسكم. Don't kill yourself. Again, the same. Look at the same principle. لا تقتلوا أنفسكم. Don't kill yourselves. So if you started the whole operation of killing and hurting and destroying, you started it off, right? So eventually what happens? You become the recipient. Now, if you destroyed someone, you hurt someone, you brought damage, then the same damage will come, can turn around, turn, and then come back to you. But because you started it off, therefore the Quran said, La taqtul, I don't kill yourselves. You're starting it off, eventually it'll come back to you. See that, how it comes. You started it off, so it comes back to you. La ta'akulu amwalakum bainakum bil batil, la taqtulu anfusakum. Now you'll find lots of this type of verses. The story that is read now, right? It's like it's also supporting the same concept that I just expressed. So man has diluted the milk. Now he is seeing that every day I'm getting my 10 rands for my 10 liters. Right? Or say 100 rands for my 10 liters of milk I'm getting. So he says, no, but hey, this is too little, man. You know, cost of living has gone high and I need to make more money now. But you can see now that the cow can only give 10 liters, can't give more than 10 liters. But now he is obsessed with that feeling that I need to make more. He's obsessed. Now when that cow can only give 10, how can I get 200? I can only get 100, I can't get 200, but I want 200, how must I do it? So he's spinning his mind, see? Mind is spinning around. When you understand the world, then you must come to this conclusion that there's enough for everybody. The shortage comes with greed. Otherwise, there's enough for everybody. For you, for that person, third person, everybody is enough. But when that greed consumes you, then nothing is enough. One person was talking about some minister, right? So his monthly take is about 1.5 to 2 million. But he says at the end of the month, I'm still short, I'm still broken. So I said, hey, but all right, just look at him, at his first ancestry or the second ancestry. What were they earning? Hey, they're in constraints. They were battling with 1,000 rand a month. Battling with how much? 1,000 rand a month. First ancestry, second ancestry, so depend. So they could do with 1,000 and or 2,000. They couldn't do. Not that they were suffering. Now he came down, and 1.5 million, 2 million is not sufficient for him. See, so there's enough for everybody and anybody. But the problem comes where that greed overtakes. Not enough. Not enough, not enough. So nothing will be enough. You'll get 10 million also, then you'll be short. Then too you'll be broke. 100 million, then too you'll be broke. So the Quran proposes the concept of qanaat. Be content, be happy, be pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala, you'll be happy. And you're not pleased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala, you can never be happy. You're going to stay, but no, I got less, I got shortchanged. They got it, I didn't get it. So no matter what level you reach, you'll still feel you shortchanged, you don't have enough, others are getting, others are enjoying, and I'm not enjoying. So at any given time, you'll never be happy. Right way, by be happy. Maybe that was not good for me, it was good for him, but not good for me. Everything that seems to be nice doesn't have to be nice. And if it's nice, doesn't have to be nice for everybody. That sugar seems to be nice, right? That cake and chocolate seems to be nice. And it can be nice for some people. But does that mean if it's nice for some people, it's nice for everybody? For him, it's good. For him, it's a killer. Right? So maybe Allah Pak didn't give you because Allah Pak wants to save you from a greater peril, a greater problem. Gave it to him, all right. It was good for his system. For my system, it's not good, so Allah kept it away. So I'm happy Allah Pak kept it away from me, now I'm saved. See, he kept it away, I'm saved. Are you happy within your mind? And if you're not happy with the decree of Allah Ta'ala, then you can never be happy. You aren't happy with the decree of Allah Ta'ala, then at heart you can never be finding fulfillment, you can't find satisfaction. You'll never find it. Look at it wherever, you won't find it. So you got money, but no happiness. See that? Why you're not happy? Because you're not happy with Allah Ta'ala. And why you can't be happy? Because the one that distributes happiness is Allah Ta'ala. So you're not happy with him, then how can you find happiness? He's the giver of happiness. You're not happy with him, so can you find happiness? Anywhere can you find happiness? So you'll never find it. So the secret of happiness is contentment. Be happy with God. Allah gave, alhamdulillah, tomorrow is another day. Got 1,000 rand today, alhamdulillah, tomorrow we'll see again. So you're happy, anything people besides me, others got even less than what I've got. No, why has he got a Mercedes? And I am still playing with that Corolla, an old one, 20 years old. So can you ever be happy? So this person has done the business, he's selling the milk, and he's seeing 100 rand, no, I can't. You know, I got wife, I got children, school fees, and whatever. So I can't. We have to go for holidays, upgrade the car, all that. Now, all this can't happen. We have to make a plan. So from that, what we're doing for 100 rand, we need to get 200 rand. So what he does, he dilutes the milk with water. You know, right? For some days, it's carrying on. In place of 100, now he's getting 200 rands. The money has inflated what he thought it happened. See, that is one example that other is giving here. But the format can change always. This is one format. There are a lot of formats. One person came here some 9 months ago, 9 months or a year ago he came. So he says, he's complaining now. He says, my first investment was a property, right? And I bought it for 1.5 million, right? I didn't have the cash, so I got it financed. Whichever way, I got it financed. My friends, my family told me, don't do this. Getting it financed, you are asking for trouble. You're asking for war. You're asking for trouble. Don't do it. So I thought, hey, but you know, I did all the maths now. This property is coming up. I'll do a little bit of financing. And 2 years, 3 years, I'll wipe the whole thing out because the rental will cover the price. I'll get the whole thing cleared up. Now they're telling me, oh man, you know, you're going to cause trouble for yourself. You'll mess it up. In a matter of 3 years, what I picked up for 1.5, that property market just escalated, went to 5 mil. Now I'm trying to see, you people told me that you will cause problems for yourself. That thing was 1.5, now it's sitting at 5 mil. So you've been misguiding. They advised me again, but this is going to be a problem for you. Ohuma yastaghithanillah, they are begging you, by don't do this thing yet, or you won't listen. Because he believes in what he sees, he doesn't believe in the word of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, I'm seeing five, and you're saying I'm causing a problem for myself, I'm messing things for myself. No mess up, I'm just escalating, I'm just moving. He again tried to correct him, but no, he won't. Then, after another 2 years, the property market shot up again. From five now, it went to about 10. Say, by, what are you telling me? It means something else. You don't understand. Quran, Hadith, you don't understand. It means something else. So from 1.5 that he went to 5 then it went to 10, then eventually it went to about 15. When it came to 15, then he came here. See. I came here and I says, you know, they always warned me that you're causing problem for yourself, you'll mess it up, please wrap it up and get it out of the system. You're creating a problem for yourself. So now it took me about 8 years to understand the problem. I got the money now, 15 million, I got it. Right? I sold the property, I got it. What I purchased for 1.5, now I sold it for 15, I got the cash. And now, in this period, I turned a multimillionaire. I'm already worth half a bill. So wealthy, right? But now I realize, my eyes opened up now. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ Now my eyes have opened out. Now I see the destruction, I see the ruin. Then I couldn't see it, now I see it. I just have two daughters. One is selling her body and she is drugging one way. Out of prison, coming out, embarrassment, family, myself, everybody is in embarrassment. So you see that destruction, that ruin, doesn't have to come in one way. It can come in another format. One is that money goes down. And one is your izzat goes down, your respect and integrity gets lost. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى Allah destroys it. So the destruction doesn't have to come in the same format. It can come in different ways. I was thinking, where is the destruction going to come? It, I think it's escalated from 1.5 to 15 mil. Now I see it. Now that one child is gone. Right. The other one, she studied to become a lawyer or something. And I thought she was a clever one. She was on my side, so I made a signator to my estate. Now, she, the way she worked out the books and all that, that everything belongs to her. I don't have anything. Now, at this point, I am worth 500 mil. But this girl, yeah, what she did, she worked the whole thing around me, against me, and as though she's the signator, so she's the net heir of this whole thing. I got no say in this. I can't control this at all. Now I understand the meaning of destruction and ruin. At that point, I didn't understand. So, where Allah Pak says, by its ruin, its destruction, it will happen. How it will happen, you don't ask about that, time will say. The time will come, and then you see the destruction, then you're going to cry, then it's too late. See? You understand that Allah Pak controls the mind. He'll make you do this, all right, the son is doing this, make him a signator, I think, turns around, spirals and comes and attacks you. No matter what protection you kept, what protection you kept, whatever you did for to protect yourself, but then it will turn around. So this person is doing this business, unta dan danda, he's doing it. And he sees the whole thing inflating from 100 to 1,000, million. So the numbers are coming in, but then the problems are also coming with. If numbers coming, then there are problems that are coming with. Around 1980 or something, not 80, I put 82, I think, yeah, 82 or 83. So, Bhai Padia had asked me, he was trying to reconcile some differences, some family was fighting and all that. Right. So he asked me to come over, take a flight, come over, and try and help. So I went. They couldn't come to terms at all. Right. Big money they were earning. Now that they tell me, that same part family, see our yearly just the return on some investment, not all. 1 billion a year. How much? 1 billion a year. That's our yearly turnover on some investments. Right. But now, in the same breath, they say, Molana, all of us, we're just fighting like cats and dogs, fighting. We're getting children, but all some meme, some problems, sicknesses. Hospital, in and out of problems. So these fights, children are being born, they defect, they call it some deficiency. Right? go to hospital, come out of hospital. So we got what we wanted, but at a price. Life is going. The happiness of life is gone, because we are fighting all the time. All the time we are fighting. So we got what we wanted. This time he asked me to come, I came over, tried to explain. But no, they were very strong. And they remained. So they got the amounts, they got the numbers, but at a price. So the distinct quality of a believer, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, he doesn't have to believe in his eyes. He believes in the unseen. What Allah said, he believes it. This is wrong, I'm leaving it. Right, I'm doing it. Right. You hear that namaz will bring about a solution. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. What will be the solution? Read your namaz properly, correctly, on time. Everything will get thought about. And I said, no man, namaz, how that is related? I can't see the connection between namaz and roja. I can't see it. And Allah Pak said, if I do this, I will get your things sorted out. But you don't want to see the connection. You want to use your own mind. Allah Pak saying, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You be regular and get your household. Be firm and you be regular on that. So now, this person made that 200 rand from that 100 rand. He made 200 rand. Now, took the taste cake, the day's takings and is resting under the tree. Got the money in his wallet, fast asleep. So the monkey came around. Monkey is full of tricks. They like to see something new, novelty and all that. So the purse. So that thing, bit the thing open. Opened the wallet. Took out the notes. He's resting under the tree beside the well there. So half the money he put into the well, half onto the ground. Half onto the... So 100 came in his hand, 100 went into the well. I mean, he got up and he saw this whole spectacle. I think he's wrong. It did the damage and ran away. Now he says, "Dood ka dood, pani ka pani. Dood ka dood, pani ka pani." What was right came back to me. What was wrong went away. So this is, if we need to remember that we are just tenants here, not our places. We're just tenants here. You behave right, Allah will make it right. And you misbehave, then everything. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Everything is coming back to him. He is watching. And he will turn things in your favor or against you. But just listen to his plan and everything will work out.